Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
How are you?
We are tonight's entertainment.
Midnight movie night.
Get used to disappointment.
We are the Midnight Movie Nights.
With a K.
Come on, where's the energy? What the hell? That was our shtick last week.
I love doing that. With a K.
Ah, you're a dick. And that is with a K.
Thank you.
Ay, ay, ay. Two idiots with microphones bringing you a weekly not safe for work dose of verbal diarrhea about life, pop culture, being a complete and total bitch to the kitty, and most importantly, movies. Today is a Saturday, September 19th. I don't know why I almost said July or why I feel the need to tell you that I almost said July, but hey, guess what? I almost said July.
I did notice the pause there.
Well, you were looking at your pause, so you would notice some.
It's true.
All right. And I am Miranda Janelle.
I'm that fracking cat. And if you want to interact with the show, live show or otherwise, just you can join us on Mixler, mixler.com/take37. Or send us a tweet anytime at Movie Nights Pod. Woohoo! With a K.
Oh. So there was something I just said I should talk about that at the top of the show. Oh, right. The recording mishap last week. But no, we're not going to talk about technical difficulties because technical difficulties are boring. And it was purely a symptom of us starting 3 hours later than we normally do, and the automatic recording is set to go off after 3 hours. So, actually, believe it or not, everything was working properly last week. It was me who screwed up.
The timing was off.
Yeah. Well, it's because someone had to go to an old store, and they wanted to drive by the old castle, and da-da-da-da-da. Freaking nostalgic kitty. What the hell? Where'd that come from?
I know it's only been about a month and a half, but still.
But you're never the nostalgic one. Where did that come from?
I have no clue. It has been a while. It's the first place I...
If Johnny lived. Was here, it's been a while.
Yeah. First place I lived when I came out here, so I'm kind of... I don't know.
Fair enough.
Maybe a little partial. But it's out of my system now, so I don't care.
Okay. All right. Alrighty. Hey, look at that. Revelstoke Jim is asking, do the Knights shop at Circle K?
Okay.
Of course we do. Come on. Alrighty.
Because strange things are afoot there.
A foot?
Yeah.
Like Littlefoot?
No.
Littlefoot and Bunny got a bath today. Well, technically speaking, they went rumbly tumbly, but people look at me funny when I say that.
That they took a bath?
No, that they went rumbly tumbly.
Did you put them in the washing machine?
Yeah.
Can you do that?
Yes.
I know you can't put them in the dryer.
Yes, you can.
There was one time I washed a stuffy and then put it in the dryer. It wasn't a stuffy anymore.
Yeah, because you put it on high heat.
I didn't know at the time.
Again, it's because you put it on high heat. Oh. And you don't want you really don't want to leave them in there. But it's only something I do about once a year. Yeah, I usually just clean them with shout wipes. But
what?
Shout wipes.
Shout wipes?
Shout wipes.
Oh, shout wipes. Okay.
Yes. Was I not enunciating? Was I mumbling? Beep-a-did.
Well, I didn't know.
Beep-a-did.
What?
Beep-a-did. You okay there, Kitty?
Yeah, I'm sure.
You're going okay. You're gonna survive.
Yeah.
Do you need another beer?
No.
You look good. Like you're already out.
No. It's my koozie. It's covering it.
Uh-huh. That's what she said.
Hey, Ryan. Ryan's here.
Oh, Ryan's out there. Woohoo! Hey, Ryan. How's it hanging?
I did have to mention that we do have a listener out there who said he was going to be our listener for today. Raphael from We Aren't Here to Please You. I was talking to him before we started in the chat. He said, I will be your listener for the day. Just kind of made me grin.
Since we're talking about Raphael. He has a bunny, right?
Yeah, I think he's got a couple of bunnies.
Well, and I was just talking about a bunny. Yeah. And
he does like his bunnies. I've seen pictures of them. They're cool bunnies.
I wonder if they're ever like sad or emotional. I've only had the one. He gets grumpy. You know, he does the little hands on the wrist thing, and sometimes, you know, he punches me in the face.
Yeah, I've seen pictures of that too.
But
bunny beatings.
But, you know, bunny doesn't get sad, you know, when I don't know.
I've seen the attitude. I have seen that.
Bunny does have an attitude, but I've never seen him cry. Do bunnies cry?
I don't know.
Are there bunny tears?
I think doves cry, but I don't know about bunnies. You'd have to ask Raphael.
I don't know. Maybe is that a thing? Are bunny tears real? Should that be a hashtag?
What, hashtag bunny tears?
Why not?
Why not? There's hashtags for everything.
We've been talking about bunnies a lot recently. Like, we were just talking, I called you Silly Kitty yesterday when you were leaving for work.
Did you?
And then I started thinking, I was like, that made me think of Trix, you know, like, instead of Silly Rabbit, you know.
Okay, I was going to say, wait, what? You're thinking about Trix?
Yeah.
What do you do when I leave?
I apparently think about Trix and bunny tears.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, and actually, speaking of which, I actually got you something. Because you got me something recently, so I have a present for you.
Why? What did I do?
Nothing. I mean, well, you did do something, but... It's all following a theme.
Tricks
are for kitties.
That's cool.
You have no idea what's going on, do you?
No.
You're not even paying attention. Oh,
what's
my God.
Happening? What, bunnies? Tricks?
Bunnies, tricks, bunny tears? Think.
Okay. I gotta use my brain.
It will be released on Monday. Episode 96 of We Are Not Here to Please You.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Gee. Okay, Raphael, that totally backfired, but...
Wait, is he in on this? Is that why he's here?
Fuck.
I just thought maybe he was really up really early. What the hell is going on?
No, he wanted to listen to us. You know, he wanted to show some kitty love.
Oh. Thanks, Raphael.
So why are we talking about Wanpei 96?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Okay, you need to take lessons from Raphael on how to whore yourself out.
Oh, well, I just didn't know if it was something I could really talk about. I mean, there was an episode last week of theirs.
I already talked to Raphael about this. We can promo the hell out of it.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to be on it. I'm going to be on the We Are Not Here to Please You.
So just episode 96?
Well, until he kicks me off. Other than that, then yeah, I think I'll be on there for a while. Until, yeah, he does say, I don't want you. You know pod no more.
All right, so check it out on Monday. Oh, why is my microphone going so hot tonight?
I don't know.
That's weird. All right, so anyway, check out We Are Not Here to Please You at wearenotheretopleaseyou.com. blogspot.fi.
Yeah.
.com works too, but it's more fun to say .fi.
Did you say the Twitter? At WANHTPY?
No, but
oh
you
Oh my
just
God,
did.
At that time, Raphael. That just came out.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I don't know why I keep forgetting this, but Raphael's going on a cruise, and so the episode's actually going to come out later today.
Oh, okay.
Or Sunday for those of us. Don't kick your microphone stand. That's like me hitting it with my earrings.
I missed it. That wasn't on purpose.
You know what's really great?
What?
Is the way that I've got it set up to record right now.
Yep.
I can actually go back and isolate the little kick. And even though I was speaking over it.
Oh, so you're separate channels.
Yeah, we're on separate channels right now.
That's good.
Yeah, right?
So I can do stupid things while you're just still talking?
No, because that would affect the quality of the live show, and we don't want to do that.
Yeah.
You know, we've got Raphael. We've got the mayor of Beertown. We've got Revelstoke Jim, and we've got Ryan Conley in the chat right now. Yeah, so we want to do the best show possible for them, right?
Yeah.
You nice, sound Jim. Thoroughly.
No, I was looking at the, I saw what Jim said. He said, "Kitty love just leads to hair everywhere."
Pretty
good, Jim.
Very nice. Very, very nice.
Okay, yeah, I wasn't expecting that. Like I said, I didn't know if I could say anything about it yet or not. But yeah, that's I'm going to be co-host with Raphael now, and we aren't here to please you. And I like talking to him. He's cool, so check it out.
Check us out?
Check us out.
You got to get used to saying that.
I'll have to get used to that. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, I'm proud of you. You're branching out. You're doing a second show. Yeah, so.
Well, I apologize in advance then.
Oh, kitty, kitty, kitty. I was just trying to tell you last week. People love the kitty. Just go with it. All right? Stop being so hard on yourself.
I'm always critical. I'm an artist.
Fair enough.
And I usually don't even say that I'm an artist. I do drawings.
Okay.
I guess I'm an artist. I don't know. Be sure of myself. Be sure. Be confident. Okay. You can speak.
I can?
Yeah. Go for it.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I mean, I've tried. And a lot of the times when I try and put the words together, they don't always come out in the right order. And it gets really annoying.
Words speak good. Make them.
Talking is hard?
Yes, it is.
Okay. It's been an interesting week for me.
Yeah, no shit.
Why do you say that?
Well, I'm just saying in general, it's been an interesting week, but let's hear about yours first.
Okay. Well, mine's just been an interesting week, you know, just because, again, the anxiety has been at crazy high levels, and that's never any fun. But something happened while I was doing Getting Geeky on Tuesday. I got an email.
During the show?
During the show.
Don't you usually ask for emails and tweets and Facebook messages?
Not emails, but I got an actual email during the show that I found rather interesting, and it was a recruiter reaching out to set up a call about a potential position with a very, very large tech company.
That's cool.
Yeah. And I normally consider it and then say, no, I don't really want to make any changes right now. But it's one of those things. And I've been contacted by this company before. And it's kind of a personal pride point that I've told multiple large corporations I'm not interested.
Just because they're large corporations or just... You weren't interested.
How many people can say that they've said no to Apple, Google, MySpace back in the day,
okay,
LinkedIn? I can't remember if it was Microsoft or it wasn't Salesforce. Salesforce, I would have taken. No, actually, I take that back. Never mind. Now I'm running through my head of all the people who have contacted me about like initial recruiting. You know, it's not like I went through the actual interview process with any of these companies and was offered a position and told them no. That would be a different story, but it at least makes for a good story. You know, when you can say that you've been contacted by these large companies because they think that you're a good match. And you're like, I'm not interested.
That is kind of cool that you can tell them that. These big people are like, nah. Thanks, nah.
But for some reason this time around, I decided, you know, I've been really unhappy lately, just in general. And I've been getting messages after shows, you know, from people, and people are starting to pick up on it, and I've known for a while I need to make some kind of change, and I haven't been able to figure out, you know, what change I should make. So why not explore this if it leads to a job offer with a very, very large company? At least I'll be able to say, hey, I'm either good enough to make it there, or not. That's kind of the scary part, though. Like, what if I'm not good enough to make it?
I know that. I had all that going when I was coming out here. What if I'm not going to make it? And, you know, I still got that every once in a while, but still. I know what you're feeling, because you got to just leave everything that you know.
I don't have to leave everything I know.
Well, just, you know, with... I'm not saying specifically. I'm just saying, well, maybe I am being specific to one part of it. But just saying, you know, your comfort zone, you know?
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. I mean, you're not leaving everything. I left everything, but it was for the best.
Yeah, realistically, I'm not, you know, my boss is never going to listen to this. And even if he does, you know, okay, I'm going through an interview process. I'm testing myself. I'm not making any decisions right now. I, you know, I've got a good job.
Yeah.
I mean, I've got a very, very flexible job that allows me to do. You know, Monday, I wasn't feeling that great. I was still, recovering from being ill.
Yeah.
That was the other thing. Both of us got really sick during the week, and that really sucked.
Yeah, that was cool. You could stay home and work from home.
Yeah, I took half a day off on Monday because I was still feeling sick to my stomach.
I did a half-assed job at work.
Well, so. There you go. But yeah, I took a half day off, you know, without announcing it or anything. You know, didn't even tell anyone until, you know, that moment. Just said, hey, I'm not working right now. That's it. No one.
No seeps for you.
Yeah, but no questions raised. Didn't get in any trouble. You know, like I said, there's.
Well, that is a plus side to that kind of job.
Yeah. And I still work half a day. So it worked out. But yeah, I'm not making any decisions right now, but I want to test myself. And one way or another, I'm going to be a better developer because of this, just simply because I'm having to go back and brush up on like the fundamentals of computer science, because how embarrassing would that be for me to fail on the technical screening?
I mean, basic things?
Yeah.
Things that you are just not even a second thought now, right? Is that what you're saying?
Pretty much.
Yeah. Because you can do it on autopilot. I guess is what you're saying.
More
the basic skills, yeah.
Right. But if they're asking for like specific, like if they want me to implement a specific algorithm and everything that's from like CS 101. You know, I don't do that every day. You know, it's one of those things that's been done. Why reinvent the wheel? Just use someone else's library. It's, you know, it's already optimized. And
so it's just a good thing, too, that you can brush up on these.
Yeah.
The basic skills. So you're sharp.
Exactly.
That's good.
So one way or another, I'm going to end up being a better developer because of this experience.
So it's a win.
But oh god, I'm brushing up and reading so many things right now, just trying to get it all back in my brain, because I have no idea what kind of questions they're going to ask. If I was really smart, I would, you know, like I said, this is a very large company. I'm sure people have written about their technical screening process.
You are so smart. It's MRT. Like Raphael, he said, isn't doing a half-assed job at your place still double as much as people usually work there? Yes.
Pretty much. Yes, Ryan, reading. Why are you questioning this? I don't get this.
Can't you do it in Audible or something? You don't have to read anything. You just listen.
But then what about all the nice little pictures?
Is it a pop-up book?
I don't know. What's going on? What are we even talking about anymore? Anyway, I got something it's an interesting opportunity. And it came at just the right time for me to say, what the hell? Why not?
Yeah, check
it. Because I honestly think all the times that I've said, no, I'm not interested before, yes, I do have an enormous amount of loyalty to my company, but I can't help but wonder, is it just me being scared?
That could be it. On a lesser scale, I do have the same kind of thoughts myself.
About?
Well, just where I'm at. I mean, I wouldn't say I'm completely comfortable, but it's what I know, and it's what was available to me. You know, when I came out here, and then when we moved here, it was something that was always available to me. But then I had to wonder, is there something else I could do? Which I know I could do something else, but it's just changing. And possibly not living up to someplace new or something. That's just me, though.
No, that's pretty much what it is. It's... Anyhow, Jim, if you want to find out how you can find examples of other people's interviews, you could Google it. I'm sure that would work. I mean, they are trying to organize the world's information and all.
Organize.
Oh, that's what I should do. I should learn every major tech company's you know, like their mission statement and just have it memorized and go into the interview and be like, okay, Google's is organize the world's information and Apple's is
take the monies.
Honestly, oh. Take the monies.
Maybe that's just what I got it from.
Nice.
From Apple.
But honestly, I really only know Google's. Did you turn the ice maker on?
No. Turn it on?
Yeah.
No. Is that what that was?
I think.
Okay.
We just heard a noise and both of us, you know, squirrel.
Maybe it was the corals outside the window.
Maybe.
They're tossing their nuts at the window. There's a major squirrel
moment.
What? I have seen them out there running around eating acorns or whatever kind of nuts are in the trees out there.
Okay.
Maybe that's what they were doing. It was a noise. Anyways. Continue.
No. It's funny that you asked, Jim, is that like open the window?
I think you said open a window.
But I said open the window.
Nah.
And how did I tell you when you were asking earlier what you could do while I was out at the store? What did I tell you?
To look for the movie. The movie.
In capitals.
Yeah.
If I could have made it bold, I would have made it bold.
Well, if you said find a movie, well, I just have to open a box and done.
Pretty
but
much.
I knew what movie I was looking for.
And that's why I said find the movie.
I'm not having an argument again because I win.
Whatever. So, what was your week like?
My week has been fun. Fun. It started out by being sick.
That's probably my fault, you know, because I got sick first and then you got sick.
I don't know about that. The week before, I was kind of complaining at work that I kind of got this weird feeling in the back of my throat. Shut up. And
I wasn't even going to say, you know, I didn't even think it until you said shut up.
It was kind of like I wouldn't say it's like a sore throat, but it felt kind of numb. If you get sick and you really get sick, you kind of know that feeling that it's like, oh, shit, something's about to happen. Shit's about to go down. That didn't sound right. Anyway, no.
Silly kitty.
So, yeah.
Tricks are for kids.
Yeah. Hooray. Anyway. So, it kind of really didn't hit until the weekend. But I got to admit that last Saturday I kind of drank some. So, I woke up not feeling too good. So, I figured it was that. But once I thought about it, I didn't really drink all that much. Not enough to feel like I did. So that's when it was actually starting to hit. I was starting to feel bad. And I went into work Monday feeling like crap. And I think Tuesday I really felt like crap. Enough so that I think there were other people at work that were really sick, and the manager was kind of buying stuff for people. I think he bought like some Dayquil or something, and I thought, wow, that's kind of...
Get your ass back to work. Take some of this.
Yeah.
Don't, you requisition! Can't be
sick. No sickness for you. But yeah, I really didn't do a whole lot of work. I mean, no. I just didn't feel like it. I mean, I was there. I stayed there and I felt like shit, but I didn't do a whole lot of work. Not like normal.
But you're feeling better now, right?
Yeah, I'm feeling better now. I mean, it took a couple of days. I still kind of felt weird in my stomach. Just, I don't know what it was. But I'm sure it's gone now. Because last night I worked really good. But still, you know, I think I did 2 departments and got everything done.
Okay. Did anything fun happen this week?
Fun.
I'm going to take that as a no.
Besides this morning?
What happened this morning?
Oh, well, I guess it started a couple of days ago. Yesterday when I got off work, I was going to get something and my card wouldn't work. You know, my bank card. And it happened last month, but it was because I had all these pending transactions already. You know, I had some bills that were being paid and, you know, just certain things I had bought with the card. So I figured that's what it was. I mean, the next day, I think everything was fine. But this time I thought it was the same thing, and I didn't, you know, I was like, okay, I'll just wait a day and everything will go back to normal. So when I left work this morning, I was getting some stuff. Card didn't work again. So I was like, that's not right. So I thought I'll call my bank and find out what's going on. And they asked me, they were checking into it, and they said, oh, what's this? And they asked me if I charged like $500 to a GameStop. I was like,
which is really, really weird, because last night I was, God, what was I? I think I was walking. I went for a walk and went to go get dinner at one of the local places. And I was really mean to someone at the Genius Bar this week. I went full Siebes on them because I started having the issue with my phone again. But this time I got the thermal warning. And so I went over to the Genius Bar and I forced them to take care of it. But they weren't going to replace the phone. Even though I was having the same GPS issue over and over and over and over again. And I finally just told the dude, look, I got the thermal warning today. Your test isn't even showing that it flagged a thermal warning. So clearly there's something going on with this device that isn't self-reporting. So how can you trust those diagnostics? You know, I paid for Apple Care. Just, you know,
Just do
something. I will follow all of your recommendations. But if I have to come back in here again, I'm coming back in screaming.
Tell him, Siebes, Dave.
And at that point, he went and talked to his manager, and suddenly I have a new phone. But unfortunately, only one of my cards transferred over for Apple Pay. So I have to go through and set up the other card. And while I was walking last night, I ended up walking. I saw the GameStop that's in the little shopping center by the Ralphs. That's a little bit up the road. And I started thinking to myself, you know, I really do want that that Xbox One. Like, I could put it on the card. You know, I just paid my car off. I'm really happy. You know, I can maybe treat myself and
get yourself a little something, something.
Exactly. You know, girl wants to feel pretty. She gets herself a new Xbox One. That's how it works, right? You know.
Yeah. I mean,
video game system makes you feel pretty.
Yeah.
And then
ask Johnny. I'm sure he feels pretty.
Johnny feels pretty all the time because his milkshake brings all the boys to the.
Shout out to Megan.
But I didn't. The only thing I had with me was my debit card, and I was like, "Oh no, I'm not paying for this right away. If I do this, you know." And honestly, I was actually thinking at that moment, not so much of it as a video game system, but as the home entertainment system.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about it in those terms, and I was like, okay, well, if the GameStop is still open after I've picked up dinner and they accept Apple Pay, maybe I'll just put it on the credit card and get it now rather than waiting a month and a half. Because that's, I am planning on getting one in about a month and a half. Just in time for Star Wars Battlefront.
Hammer time. Oh, sorry.
I didn't say stop.
Says, oh. Ryan said stop in the chat.
In the name of love?
Never.
Oh, okay. Anyway, yeah.
Squirrel!
That's where you went with that? So you thought about it and then said no?
Oh, right. Apple Pay story.
Yeah.
That really, really threw me off. That
oh, the hammer time?
Yeah. So I pull up my phone and I go to the wallet and realize, oh, the credit card isn't in there. Okay. Or, well, no, it's in there, but it needs to be verified. Oh, okay. Maybe I can call the bank and verify it. Okay. You just muted, or you muted me by doing that.
Oh, sorry.
You hit the wrong button.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was just moving this cable.
Okay. Yeah. But this button is the solo button, which means that your channel would have been the only channel going out, and that's the one that you hit. Okay. So, little mixer lesson.
I couldn't see it from here.
And then, if you can't see the button, don't hit the button.
Well, I didn't want to interrupt you, and it interrupted you, so.
Yeah. Anywho.
Next time, I'll just thump the cable.
God damn it, Kitty. You're such an asshole.
Welcome, Robert.
Anywho's.
So,
I had to activate the card, and I just started thinking to myself, you know, I don't have the card with me. What, you know, I know the code on the back, but, you know, what if they ask for, I don't know, something else in order to activate it, and all of a sudden maybe they need the full card number and I can't just read it off and I have to pull out my phone and look at it. It's just, no. That could just be awkward if I don't have the card with me when I do this. So I figured this was the universe's way of telling me this is a bad idea. You've got this interview that you've got a mild, you know, level of anxiety being added to the odd levels of anxiety that you've been experiencing lately. This is a bad idea. This was the universe
saying no to you and F you to me.
Pretty much.
Surrounding GameStop?
Yeah.
Oh, well,
yeah, that was the weird thing about it, you know, because I was just telling you about, you know, my little GameStop adventure.
Yeah.
And then come back with a charge at GameStop, and now your finances are all screwed up.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, I called them, and they asked me about it, and I was like, no, I don't, I've never shopped at a GameStop, and I don't even game. I mean, I've got a PS2 that's back in Texas, and before I left, I hadn't even turned it on in 3 years.
There's a PS2 in that box right behind you.
Oh, I don't have Grand Theft Auto with me, but
which one?
San Andreas.
I've got that.
Sweet. Sorry. I love that game.
I hate that game.
Why? I just like running around shooting people. It just releases all those aggressions I have at work.
I hate that game because when I got it, I played it for a bit. And my ex played it.
Yeah.
And it got to the point where if we were like going out to dinner or something and I was paying that night, I would start to pull money out of my, you know, I'd reach in the purse, pull out the wallet, and then reach into the wallet and hit the microphone. And no, I'd reach into the wallet and I'd just start pulling out a little bit of cash.
Yeah.
And she would snatch the cash out of my hand. You know, give me them papers. Yeah,
give me them ducats.
And then no, it was give me them papers.
Oh,
that's what they said in the game. And like I would ask a question or something, and she'd be like, "Does the Pope shit in the woods?" Yeah, like just everything, you know, every single response, every single action she did for like 2 months was all surrounding that fucking game, and I just grew to hate it.
You get into
I game. Grew to despise the game because of what it was doing to my partner and Ow. And how she was treating me while playing that game.
Hey, Marianne.
You know what? Marianne probably remembers when this ex was acting like that. It was
like
a
CJ?
Was that the name of the character?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Carl Johnson.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's right. All right. No, that sounds right. That sounds right. But anyway, I hate that game just because of that like 2 month period where my ex was being really fucking annoying.
Oh, okay. Well, I did like the game, and that was the last game I ever played was on a PS2, and I have definitely not shopped at a GameStop, not enough to have a $500 charge on there. But she told me the credit, you know, the fraud department caught it, and she asked me about it, and no, I never shopped there. So she put a stop on it, but it basically killed my card, my bank card.
So your bank is in Texas. What do you have to do to get a new card?
I have to go into the bank and get a new one.
They can't just send one to you?
No.
Why not?
I don't know. I'm going to have to figure that out. I mean, if they want me to go in there, I may just have my stepdad go in and I'll FaceTime him and I'll go in there.
I don't think they'll accept that.
I don't know. But
I doubt they'll accept that.
What's the difference? I mean, it's me.
They don't know that.
They've got my license. They've got my image.
It could be a cleverly timed recording.
And he banks there too. Well, they can ask me whatever they want to ask me. Anyway, I'm going to have to do something or...
But what if you're a super sophisticated AI on his phone?
Me? Have you met me?
No, but I'm talking about, you know, he walks into small town bank.
There you go. They'll buy it. They'll freak out that I'm on the phone. Small town.
But how do they know that this isn't some like futuristic, you know, simulator? You know, and because they saw her, you know, because it had Scarlett Johansson in it and she's hot.
Oh, I didn't see it.
Well, but
yeah, but
she's not your target demographic.
Yeah, I like Black Widow.
What about Joaquin Phoenix though? Do you like Joaquin Phoenix?
He's all right.
All right.
Yeah.
I have no idea who else is in that movie. I've never seen it, so I can't go there. Oh my God, we've already been going 45 minutes and we haven't even started talking about the flick yet.
Oh. Well, I was just trying to tell my story about...
I know, but I interrupted you. And I told my story about how I want to get an Xbox One and I hijacked it, you know, because as Tom would say, I'm being a total bitch to you.
What do you mean I couldn't answer the security questions over FaceTime? Oh, wait, because I could answer this. Yeah, I could answer the security. I answered the questions whenever I called in. You know, she asked me. It's no different than my voice.
I'm telling you, it's a small town. They might look at it as some kind of like voodoo, you know.
That's true. They go, oh my God, he's in the phone. Let him out.
What if someone could talk to their watch and they just wanted to find out, like, you know, something along the lines of what year was Dick Tracy released? Yeah, and then...
It wouldn't respond?
No, it didn't respond because I hit the button too soon and it caught too much of that. I was trying to do it. Oh, look at that. I just showed up in the... I got to quit Mixler on my phone. Shut up. But so, yeah, if someone had a watch and they were like, what year was Dick Tracy released? And then... just do the search. Okay, fine, whatever. It's not working right now because I keep talking and
Ryan said bitchy hog seems
whatever. finish your telling.
Raphael said a calculator is new tech for them. He's probably right. But yeah, I mean, that's what they're telling me.
Oh,
what?
Authenticate me. Jim said my voice is my passport.
Oh yeah.
Too many secrets.
Yes. My name is Warner Brandis. My voice is my passport. Where am I? Oh, that's what I'm going to have to do, I think. I mean, well, that's what they said. I'm going to find out more tomorrow. I'm going to call them, and I would have called them.
They're open on Sundays?
Yeah, for a couple of hours. But just being shocked by finding out that someone tried to charge $500 to my account and them having to kill the card. And so, I mean, I can, you know, I've got the option where I could wire myself money from my account. It's just going to be a bitch to do that and inconvenient. And so, you know, I mean, it's not like I don't have anything in there. I can't, my account is still open.
You are the most paranoid person I have ever met in my life. That was weak.
Well, it's a good thing that I am, which is kind of weird again from last night.
But how does someone have your card in trying to charge it?
I don't know.
And
I've got my wallet that is supposed to prevent all that stuff, but...
Where was this supposed GameStop?
I don't know.
Oh, God, Kitty, that stinks.
Oh, sorry. That was just a sound clip, though. How could that happen?
The first one wasn't.
Oh, it's true. I'll look away. You were the one waving.
Yeah, whatever. Anywho.
But no, it's just going to be inconvenient. I mean, I've still got my account, and I can still get money. It's just... I had to wire it to myself, and then hopefully somehow maybe I can get my stepdad to go in for me or something. I can work something out so I can get a new card. But
good night, Rob. With a K.
I think eventually I'm going to have to get a new bank or some kind of credit union out here.
I've had a good credit union.
So just so this thing doesn't happen again and I'm so far away, because the bank that I use... It only has limited branches, and none of them are out here. So, I don't know. It's just kind of screwed up and damned inconvenient.
You should definitely go with a credit union. Just because most credit unions are part of the co-op network, so you can go into pretty much any credit union across the nation and do all of your banking there. And you can... use a very, very wide variety of ATMs with no fees. It's a good deal.
Yeah, that's probably what I'll do.
Credit unions rock. And I think just simply by sharing an address with me, you are eligible at my credit union.
For what? Just to get
an account.
Okay.
So if you want, that's an option. I can recommend them. I have been with them for 25 years now.
Oh.
So, yeah, I've been there so long that I started with a kid's account. I was a junior executive.
Well, I've been with mine almost 15 years now. But again, it's a small place, and I've never had any problems except for this one now that there's been any major issues. So.
How did this even, like...
Where did it happen?
Yeah, where did it happen?
I don't know. It could have been.
That's something
anyway.
You need to find out. You need to find out the actual location of the
where it happened.
The GameStop.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, you don't use your card at restaurants?
Not really. I mean, just a few times. But you know me. Mostly, I deal in cash.
Yeah, you deal in cash specifically so that so that your card doesn't leave.
But yeah,
your line of sight.
It just takes that one time where someone zapped it. And it had to be recently.
And it's just odd.
I can only think of maybe three places that I actually use it. I mean, it would really piss me off if it was work. But for some reason, I don't think it would surprise me if it did. But yeah, I mean, these are things I'm going to have to find out just so I know. But again, this morning when I heard about it, it just freaked me out. And I was like, well, I'll settle down and deal with it. And then I went to sleep. Because I was tired. I was a tired kitty. But again, I mean, it's a bitch to have to deal with it. And, you know, just knowing that someone out there, you know, tried to take, you know.
Someone wants your money.
What did I tell somebody this morning? I work a shit job and, you know, work like a dog for shit money, and I have some little bastard out there trying to take it. Fucking assholes. And you can't find these people either. Otherwise, I'd deal with that. But
oh, I have no doubt about that.
But and that brings up another thing. The weird thing you sent me last night. Should I mention that?
Oh, God, what did I send you last night?
About just, the Batman
just
movie?
Just mention it.
The Batman movie?
What about the Batman movie?
The money.
What the hell are you talking about?
The
just mention it.
The money that was in the Batman movie.
What? Kitty, just say
you
it.
Send me a picture of the Blu-ray case.
Oh, okay, okay. See, there we go.
Jesus Christ, Steve. What the
I have no idea what the hell you were talking about.
I told you I was going to talk about it or not. I wasn't sure yet.
But you kept saying, like, the Batman money. Like, what the hell? Like, what kind of special money was in Batman? I don't even remember that I watched Batman last night.
Oh, shit.
I told you, I've been, like, studying and prepping for this fucking interview.
Okay.
You know, like, I took half a, you know... I took like an hour and a half to slow down and actually watch something last night. and then I go to take the DVD out of the PlayStation 3 and put it back in its case. And I find $40 tucked behind where the DVD would go.
Yeah. Which was weird. I mean, it's good that you found it now. I mean, especially after this morning. So I've kind of got that. But when you sent me that picture, I was like, that was in that case? Excuse me. I'll wave that away. But but it was just weird because it made me think, I guess maybe 2 or 3 years ago when things weren't so bad, I would do shit like that. I asked you the question. I said, I wonder how many other movies are like that. Because I'm sure I've got other movies that have a couple of bucks like that tucked away in. Because, like I said, a few years ago when things weren't so bad, I would get drunk and then I would take some monies and I would put it places and forget about it.
Makes me want to go back to Texas and tear your, you know, I mean, like, even though your sister's, you know, in your old room now, you know, just go back and tear your old room.
My stepdad is in my old room.
Wait, why did your stepdad move rooms?
Because
we can talk about that off
room.
Air. What?
It, mine was the bigger room. It was the master bedroom.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't ever go in there.
Oh.
I went in exactly 2 rooms in that place.
Oh, okay.
Well, the yeah. Living, you know, like the main room and the bathroom. That's it.
Yeah.
I didn't go in any other room, you know, the entire time I was there.
Well, it's just the master bedroom, so I...
Okay.
Switched over, but yeah, it's possible. But yeah, I'm sure that there are other movies that probably have some money in them.
So what we should do is go through all of your movies.
I just kind of like the surprise, though. It was kind of a nice little surprise last night. I was like, oh shit, that's where that went.
What, like you were looking for that $40. You're like, hey, you remember that time when I got drunk like 2 to 3 years ago when things were good and I hid some money? I wonder where that money was. Oh, look, Siebes found it. No, you weren't wondering that. What the fuck are you talking about, Kitty?
No, when I saw the picture.
I'm sorry, I had to play it up a little bit because I saw the comment from Marianne. You know, wow, Siebes is extra Siebesy today.
Oh. But yeah, that's just...
No, I seriously think that we should go through all of your movies.
Yeah.
And just find whatever cash or whatever stash that you've got in them and use that as a equipment replacement fund.
I'd be cool with that. I mean, I haven't even messed with it. You know, you sent me the picture, and I know it's there now, but maybe I'll forget about it again.
Maybe, but I won't.
At the moment, it's
who
good to
kidding?
Know that
yeah,
it's there. What?
I said I won't. Who are we kidding? Yeah, I will.
But, yeah, I mean... At this moment, it's good to know that it's there, just in case.
Sure.
Because, you know, I'll be good now. I do get paid this week, but then I'm going to have it wired and all that shit. But
So once you weather this little storm, I mean, because you're still working with a first generation iPad.
Yeah.
There's a lot of apps that you can't even run or update, you know.
Yeah, and there's a lot of newer drawing apps out there that would be good to use.
Plus, I'm personally imagining you with the iPad Pro and using the pencil and just doing, you know, like as we're sitting here doing the show, you know, like just seeing you sketch everything out. Yeah, right there, live as we go, right on the tablet.
Yeah, not even listening.
I think you're gonna like drawing on it.
Well, for what I do with it, I mean, I'm not the big graphic. You know, it's not my a job. You know, the graphic artist or anything. But for what I would want to do with it, yeah, that would be great to have. I mean, I could totally.
I could see it completely changing your workflow and you absolutely loving, you know.
Because I could take that everywhere.
Exactly.
I mean, just from what I saw of it, I could like finish the images that I do now to go with the episodes.
Mm-hmm.
I could, you know, take that thing to work with me, do that on lunch hour or just go up to my room with it. And I don't have to be confined to the computer.
Exactly.
Which is why I got the iPad in the first place. But yeah, it's outdated, and you know I can't update.
Yeah, it's a first generation iPad. I mean, I'm looking at, you know, the iPad that runs the soundboard. You know, my iPad. It's a second generation iPad. And I'm looking at it, going like, "Fuck, you're old. You're still working," and I can't believe that Apple is still supporting upgrades to the operating system.
Well, for now.
It's been running a little bit slower. Apps have been crashing. You know, it's starting to show its age.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping that the upgrade to iOS 9, just because of everything that they did to make iOS 9, you know, smaller, tighter, faster. I'm hoping that it will improve in performance on the iPad too. I don't have a lot of demanding needs for it, but I pretty much just run soundboards and watch videos on it these days. Read digital comics sometimes.
That's what I've done with my iPad now. It's just something I use to watch movies or, you know, TV shows on it anymore. But it's just gotten to the point where it's not even worth it to draw on it anymore because I've started doing it more on a computer, which is why I got the computer in the first place, so...
Okay, well...
Yeah. But, yeah, the iPad Pro would be awesome, just from what I saw in the keynote.
And I think that you will absolutely love it. But, hey, we are now approaching an hour, and we still haven't talked about the movie.
All right, I'll just say that I had a... Except for this morning and being sick, the week wasn't all that bad, so I'm good.
Okay, well, I was sick and had a lot of anxiety this week. Some of it good anxiety, some of it not so good. Yay! So, yeah, I just hit the button.
The Flick Pit.
And the kitty has left the building. Oh, all right. Our flick for the evening is... Will you stop suspending my show notes? You... Silly, great suspender.
Suspenders.
Yes, Ryan. We do actually talk about movies somewhat.
When does this happen?
I mean, we mention them. Are we going to have to do like a full disclaimer at the top of the show? Like, you know, we are the Midnight Movie Nights. Two idiots with microphones bringing you a weekly not safe for work dose of verbal diarrhea about life, pop culture, and most importantly, movies, even though we probably won't actually talk about the movie in any real detail. If you're looking for a review and intelligent conversation about movies, you might want to check out our buddies over at the SLS Cast. They do a fantastic movie podcast or also Not Movie, you know, How Not to Make a Movie, Cody Sanford and Mr. Brad Raven at Not Movie on Twitter. You know, they also actually talk about the movies. But what we do here at Midnight Movie Nights is we will start talking about a movie and just follow the conversation wherever it goes. Sometimes we end up going back. Sometimes we fall so deep into the rat hole that we cannot dig our way out. and I don't know. Do we really need to add something like that to the top of the show?
I don't know. I didn't hear what you said. Something about the SLS cast, which is cool.
I was basically talking, you know, like, here.
Are you saying that personally?
What?
That it's kind of funny that it's kind of gotten out there. I mean, we do talk about the movie, but it's just...
It's just... I don't know. It
I think it's kind of funny.
It's funny, but it's like... Gil,
that's the thing. We're not a movie reviewer. We talk about, you know, us, and then we talk about
our experience with the movie.
Yeah,
and sometimes it leads to things that aren't about the movie, and yeah. Oh yeah, you go ahead and cry, Ryan.
It's all right to cry. Rosie Greer said so.
Oh, having a chat is fun.
No, I just it amuses me that can be our thing, like the with a K thing. I hear people say that all the time now, with a K.
How with a K?
Even at work or something, when somebody said I'm with a K, if I don't say it aloud or really loud, I'll kind of say it with a K under my breath. I don't know why. I know why. It's stuck in my head now.
Johnny and I were just talking about that the other day, like how some things just take off. Like we were talking about how shout out to Megan, you know, became a thing, and with a K is a thing. It's just these unintentional things, you know, like you don't get to choose. I guess that's what I'm really rebelling against with the whole they never talk about the movie thing.
Yeah.
Is it's not something that we get to choose. It's what our audience is saying about us. And it's just like, damn it. That's, you know, like I am Siebes.
Okay, that's true. You've got that.
Like, I want to try, you know, this is me desperately trying to control the image and the audience not letting me. You know, I really do feel like you and the audience have completely taken over the show, and I actually have no control whatsoever other than...
Wait, me and the audience? What?
Yeah, you have totally... You have totally taken over the show, my friend.
It's not me. These people did it. I didn't.
No, but I'm... No,
I'm innocent with a K.
But... No, I'm saying ever since you came out of your shell, you know, like there was a magical moment when you actually started standing up to me and pushing back, and it's pretty much been your show ever since.
I can see that.
Okay, fair enough. yeah, Steve's is losing control with a K. All right, so our flick pick for the evening is Dick Tracy. I love this movie. This was my first introduction to Warren Beatty, and the only thing I knew about this movie going into it, well, I knew of the comic strip, but my dad was so excited about this movie because
of the comic strip?
My dad was a fan of the comic strip, and he was a big fan of Warren Beatty.
See, yeah. I think this was the first time I'd seen Warren Beatty in anything. I'm trying to think of...
Had you seen Bonnie and Clyde?
No.
Okay.
So maybe this was the first time I saw him too.
But I...
And I'm going to say this just because I'm going to say it. Robert De Niro, the first time I saw him was Midnight Run. That's when I liked him. And then I saw these other movies like, damn, he's kind of violent. But I'm not going off on a tangent.
What about in The Untouchables?
I didn't see that one before. Midnight Run. I saw Midnight Run.
Well, no, I'm just saying, like, you know, you're saying like, damn, he's kind of violent.
He's violent in that.
Whenever I think of De Niro,
I think in a violent,
exactly. You know, not a gun wrapped up in, what was it, a newspaper or a cloth? It was a cloth, right? Or was it a towel? I don't remember.
Godfather 2?
Yes.
I don't remember.
Yeah, but anyway, that's that. Whenever I think of Robert De Niro being violent, I always think of The Untouchables.
Yeah, he's definitely violent.
Because, you know, like, baseball! and part of a team. Yeah, teamwork.
Maybe not everything is awesome, because that wasn't too awesome.
Jim says, "My God, you both are children." Or you are both children. First Warren Beatty movie. I don't know. This is certainly the first thing I remember noticing him. And I remember thinking it was really cool that he not only was the star of it, but he also directed it. You know, this was pre-IMDb. So it was just, it was just, I don't know. I was a kid. I was starting to recognize these things. I thought it was so cool. And then the music was something I instantly loved. Because it was by Danny Elfman. And, oh, did it ever have a lot of Batman-like cues. You know, one year after 89 Batman. Yeah. And then you've got the Batman-like musical cues
you
going on.
You can also say there was a little bit of Beetlejuice in that, too. Just a hint.
Okay. Yeah.
But it's Elfman, so, yeah.
Yeah.
He's kind of got that kind of theme.
But then there was the one scene in Dick Tracy where he's jumping through the roof, you know, trying to get to Tess before, you know, when Big Boy's being framed for kidnapping her.
Yeah.
And then he actually kidnaps her.
Yeah.
Dick Tracy jumps through the roof and everything. And just the way that he's coming down, you know, like with his coat and everything. It was very Batman-esque. and they had the Batman musical, you know, cues, you know, like they had the little da 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 da, you know, like going.
Yeah.
That's my Batman connection. I loved it.
It also had a Star Trek connection.
Oh, yes. That was awesome. That was so awesome. The scene just outside of Tess's house when...
drive-by.
Yeah, the drive-by scene and the kid is sleeping in the car and Dick Tracy's trying to talk to Tess and he's like, hey, you know, like you live alone and I live alone. Like, you know, we got that in common. I'm going to walk you to your door.
Yeah, he was kind of trying to have a moment there. Being emotional.
Yeah.
And
then, hey, Tracy, look out. But then the cop that comes over, Kitty jumps up and points and he shouts out O'Brien as I'm saying, oh my God, Chief O'Brien.
He was Cole Meany. That was the only time he was in that movie.
Yeah.
Wasn't it? I mean, I looked for
him. I didn't see him again after that, but then again, I wasn't really looking that hard.
But didn't he have like maybe one little line?
And then like a sash or...
No, I mean...
Oh, I thought you were going to go with the yellow connection again. Cause
yeah,
you're,
I was going to bring that up too. But
I didn't see it.
I think he had... Well, you know, all the cops are wearing the yellow belts with the yellow sash. Kind of like the old style police uniforms. So, yeah, I thought, Chief O'Brien, he wears the yellow in Star Trek, The Next Generation.
And he was already doing Star Trek, The Next Generation at the time of this.
Yeah, but he was just a...
He was just a what?
Just a transporter chief. He didn't have a major role, so yeah, he could go do movies. Not saying that he wasn't good. I mean, I like Chief O'Brien. Just saying he had a chance to branch out because he wasn't always on screen.
Okay.
For Next Gen. He didn't
Fair
have
enough.
A recurring role until he got into Deep Space Nine.
Well, no, I would say that Chief O'Brien was a recurring role on Next Generation. He just wasn't a major role.
Yeah. In the later seasons, yeah, I mean, he got a bigger role. What are we talking about? See, here we go. We're talking about Chief O'Brien from Star Trek.
This is what we do. We are talking about someone who was in the movie.
Yeah.
And we just decided, okay, this is how we know this person. And this is how it is all topical. Okay.
It all comes back around.
Yeah.
It's like a circle.
Takes with a K.
With a circle K?
Yeah. Exactly. Okay.
The colors. You definitely love the colors. In
oh my, yeah. It's just because you know you're watching, you're watching a comic movie. When you're watching this, just this, the hyper saturated colors, you know, the bright primary colors.
Well, that's what I was looking up the trivia on it, and then they did use all six colors that they used in the comic. You know, the red, green,
mm-hmm.
the yellow, the black, red, Did I say red?
Yes, you started with red.
So yeah, just the base, well, like a box of tricks.
See, these are actually mini tricks, though. So, yeah, I don't know, like, it's like they're, why they're doing a limited edition, you know, like tiny tricks, even though it's mini. No idea why, but.
I don't know how they could be more smaller. I mean, they must be like the size of BBs. Tricks are normally about, well, no one can see it, but they're about that big, usually.
Tricks are the same size as kicks, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's just basically kicks without the food color.
Yeah. With the amount of sugar and food color, yeah.
I don't know. How is this on sugar? This is 10 grams of sugar. It's
sugary cereal.
But 10 grams for a cereal isn't terribly bad. I mean,
it could be worse.
Much worse
offenders. It's not frosted flakes. I mean, it's not like corn flakes with sugar frosting all over it. So, yeah.
Yeah, tricks do look like bunny poop. I heard that somewhere. You guys should really listen to We're Not Here to Please You 96. It'll be out, you know, it'll probably be out before this posts.
Yeah, and I apologize.
Stop apologizing. You were awesome because you were part of a team.
Hooray! An awesome team.
We're talking about, we are talking about the use of color in this movie.
Yeah.
It was extremely vibrant. All of the buildings, they were all, you know, painted vibrant colors and everything. It looked like it was straight off the pages of the comic book. Yeah. Or not the comic book, it was a strip. But then it was a book. And there was an animated series, and there were movie serials, and I believe it was even adapted for radio plays.
They were going to try to do one in the 60s after the success of the Batman, you know, television show, but never happened.
That's a bummer. That would have been cool.
Yeah, it probably would have worked.
A live-action Dick Tracy TV series?
Yeah.
Why hasn't someone done that?
I don't know.
That would be awesome. One of the other things that they did that made it clear that you know you are watching a live adaption of a comic was all the different characters, the bad guys, every single one of the bad guys. You know, you have Flat Top, you had Itchy, you had Mumbles, even Big Boy Caprice. You had the Little Face guy, Prune Face. You had the guy with the brow. I can't believe how many of these I'm actually remembering their names. Yeah, but you had all of these guys, and they all had some kind of physical anomaly to let you know that they were the bad guy.
And that was who they were. They're based on their name.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, why don't all the bad guys look like that? The people who were supposed to be good guys just look like, I guess.
Because it's a technique for letting you know that you're dealing with a crook, a criminal.
So people that look physically different are criminals? That's fucked up.
Well, but that's...
Now I'm on the side of the bad guys.
That's not what I was saying. I'm just saying that's what they did in the comic back then. You know, that's how they differentiated it, made it, you know, clear. Like, okay.
It makes sense.
Yeah, it was how they made those characters stand out back then, and you know, so they gave them a little physical, you know, anomaly so that they match. You know, I mean, because what if you have like a prune face with like just baby smooth skin? That doesn't make any freaking sense.
Well, yeah, based on that, yeah.
Yeah, what if no face had, you know, like a very well-defined chin and nose and blue eyes and a lovely smile, you know? No.
Then he would just be face.
Like from the A-Team?
Probably.
Oh, I love it when a plan comes together. I'm not ready to end the show, but that would have been a perfect... What else did I want to talk about? What else did you want to talk about? Because we've already bought, you know, I brought up the music. We talked about the color. We talked about Chief O'Brien. The bad guys with the physical anomalies.
You said everyone liked Madonna in this, and me, I didn't so much.
I like. Oh, I loved her in this.
She was all right. I was one of the first big Madonna fan.
Well, I was never really a big Madonna fan either, but I thought she did a great job in this. You know, I enjoyed her portrayal of Breathless.
Yeah.
Although, racy movie, the scene where Dick Tracy first goes in to talk to her the first time, she's like, you're breaking and entering. Yeah.
In his apartment?
No, not in his apartment. At the club.
Okay, yeah.
At the club, he walks into her dressing room, and she comes out wearing the
black knight,
very, very sheer bedroom attire, we'll call it.
Yeah.
And she's not wearing a bra. You can see everything.
Yes, you can. I did notice that, and I was like, whoa, what? And this was rated, what, PG?
Yeah.
You could see things. How did that get past the censors?
I don't remember ever seeing that before.
I didn't either until you pointed it out.
It was pretty much like, you know, we're just watching. It was like, hey, is that a nipple? Holy shit, she's not wearing a bra. And that is completely see-through.
Yes, it was. I mean, I finally noticed after all these years that, oh, yeah, you can see that.
Is that something that we're seeing because we've got, we've got algorithms for upconverting and it knows how to make sense of, you know, like certain shapes and everything? Because that was just a DVD. And yet, you know, the on-screen quality was still pretty damn good. You know, so was it something that they were just counting on
one of those things people wouldn't notice
because the resolution wasn't as good?
Yeah, you know, because I guess
25 years ago when this came out,
I mean, you had VHS tapes that you could pause, but when you paused, you had the squiggliness, the kind of like staticky. I mean, some of them, if you had a high a high-end VCR, then probably you could have a still image of it. But still, I mean, I don't think they considered all of that.
Yeah, it was surprising.
No bra, nipple? I need to rewatch it.
Yes, if I'm sure you can check Mr. Skin. Is that still a site?
I don't know. I've never gone to it. I've heard of it, but I've never gone to it.
What if Mr. Skin didn't actually exist and it was just something? Oh God, what movie was that? Was that Knocked Up? That was Knocked Up. Yeah. It was Knocked Up.
Oh, when they talked about that?
Uh huh. But if Mr. Skin is actually a real thing, I'm sure you can go there and find out exactly what moment, the specific time code that you can go to. Raphael's saying, yes, it is. I mean, I have no idea. Okay. One of the other things I wanted to bring up in this was Charlie Korsmo.
The kid. He was funny.
Oh my God. Go suck an egg. Yeah. He had such an attitude.
I like that little attitude he had. Little bastard.
I remember after watching this the first time, you know, like running around and anytime I, you know, had started to get hungry, you know, like running up to my mom or dad, when do we eat? When do we eat? But this was the first thing I saw him in. And then like a year later, Hook came out, you know, which...
Oh, yeah, I forgot about Hook.
And Hook also had Dustin Hoffman who played Mumbles.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so right there. I mean, Charlie Korsmo has, you know, he has... I don't remember how many listings, but I know it's fewer than 10 credits on IMDb. You know, he basically... Yeah, he did a few movies. Dick Tracy... Hook, What About Bob, and Can't Hardly Wait are the ones that immediately pop to mind. And I think he did a couple others, but he's got fewer than 10 credits on IMDb, and yet I remember this guy, you know, because he's played these, you know, he was Siggy. He was
Well, I read
Jack.
Up on him. He gave up on it. He made money and then he used it to go to school and
isn't he a lawyer or something like that?
Something like that. I mean, he's really smart. So yeah, he just took the money, ran, got an education, and he's doing well for himself.
Good for him.
I mean, he didn't quit just because he got all whiny and then a few months ago, he ended up just running from the cops, trying to pod race or something. But
oh, jeez.
Yeah, it went way out there, didn't you?
You went to a galaxy far, far away, my friend.
Jeez, Jacqueline, what the fuck?
Okay, so you said he's really, really smart. How about Glenn Headley?
See, I liked her better than I liked Madonna.
Oh, totally. Totally.
I just never liked Madonna. I don't.
Well, and Tess was a way cooler character anyway.
Yes, she was.
Yeah,
she had an attitude, too.
Oh, another connection. Another IMDb connection. Okay, yeah. So Dick Tracy, yeah. You've got Charlie Korsmo and Glenn Headley.
Yeah.
Right? And Dustin Hoffman. So Dustin Hoffman and Charlie Korsmo in Hook. And then Charlie Korsmo in What About Bob with Richard Dreyfuss. And then Glenn Headley in Mr. Holland's Opus with Richard Dreyfuss.
Okay.
Just, I don't know. You're I like that stuff.
Yeah, that's kind of neat.
I like those little connections.
The degrees of separation, yeah.
Yeah. It's just, everything's all connected, and I like it.
You asked me, at one part, you asked me did I know who 88 Keys was?
Oh, yeah. I can't believe I forgot to bring that up. I was actually surprised to find out who that was.
Really?
Yeah, I had no idea.
Well, I'm just surprised he took the role.
Let's start with saying who it is.
Mandy Patinkin.
There we go.
And I know why you like him, because of
why?
Princess Bride.
Really? Is that why I like him?
I'm pretty sure of it.
Yeah, it is.
He was.
He was Inigo Montoya.
Yeah, him. And. I don't remember him from that. I've seen him in other stuff.
What do you remember him from?
He was in Yentl. And
Wait. With Barbara Streisand?
Yeah. And
I don't think I've ever seen that.
It's all right.
Just all right?
Yeah, I've seen it.
Wow, resounding review. I think I'll go watch it right now. It got a "it's all right" from that fracking cat. We don't do movie reviews.
Yeah.
Back on topic.
That was my movie review. Eh, it was all right. But I've always read that he was someone who was kind of picky about the roles he took.
Okay.
Just because I wouldn't say that he's got like an attitude or something. He's not one of these like divas or something. It's just he'll take a role just because he likes it. And then when he doesn't, he's gone. And I think I remember seeing a lot of that was with Criminal Minds. He was in that in the first couple of seasons or first season or something, and he was gone. But I guess, I mean, he was in Homeland.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if he's still with it. I mean, because
I don't know. I canceled Showtime.
Yeah, I only watched a couple of seasons. I lost track of it, and I haven't caught up since. But he seems like one of those people who chooses his roles carefully, and, you know, because he's in it for the art. You know, he's not out there being making headlines for doing stupid shit. So,
well, but this was, yeah.
It was just, it's based on a comic strip, and I just.
Yeah, but so what? He got to have fun with it. You know, he played the piano. He sung a little bit. I mean, he does sing.
Yeah, he did sing.
Yeah, so. It seems like
he was bad at it. I'm just saying, just a little bit surprised that he would have taken that role, but.
But I'm saying maybe that's why he took the role. You know, he can combine other passions, you know, have fun with the character, and maybe he was a fan of the of the strip when he was growing up.
Yeah, I think that's why Warren Beatty took it, because he was a fan of it.
Well, clearly, I mean, he directed it and starred in it.
Yeah,
I mean,
he wasn't the original director, but
in the title role, and he wasn't the original director.
No, I don't think so. I mean, this is a movie that they were going to try to make since the early 80s, and it just
got
passed up by different people.
And let's talk about that budget, because my eyes almost, they bulged out of the socket so far, they nearly, detached, and I'd just be walking around with eyes dangling down by my nose,
Like the wolf and the...
I would at least be able to see where I was going, because I would be able to see my feet move. But, I wouldn't be able to see in front of me or anything like that. I mean, that's how much my eyes bulged out when I saw the budget for this movie.
I did think I heard an ooga when your eyes popped out. Ooga.
$100 million budget for this movie. $100 million.
Yeah, and it has to go on like the sets and probably the makeup for all the villains.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely with all the prosthetics, different effects, you know, like the boiler room. See, oh my God, and the boiler room when the boiler's about to blow up, you know, Itchy comes running out. 30 seconds, no more dick. 30 seconds, no more dick. 30 seconds, no more dick. That was another one of those lines that just always cracked me up. all the different, they did use a lot of different sets, you know, the clock scene, you know, if only I knew someone that was a set designer and I could actually watch this movie with and they could point out the ones that would be, you know, like really difficult or, maybe highlight some of the tricks of the trade. I wonder who that would be. I keep looking at the chat waiting for...
Oh. Hey, Ryan said that Inigo Montoya was in M.O. Grouchland. I haven't seen M.O. in Grouchland.
Wait. Say that again?
Mandy Patinkin?
No, but what was the name of the character who was Elmo in Grouchland?
Montoya.
What was the first name?
Inigo.
Okay, close enough.
I don't know. I mean, I've only seen Princess Bride once when I finally actually understood it.
I would say that, you know, we should correct that and watch it immediately after this. But after I hit the button and we say, you know, like, that's Midnight Movie Nights for this week.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, there is something else that we have to watch.
Okay.
But we can talk about that in the stinger.
Okay.
Do you have anything else that you want to say about Dick Tracy?
Not too much. It's a movie I like. I mean, I will watch it again. It's not in my top favorites. I probably wouldn't even put it in the top 20. But still, it's a movie I would watch. I mean, if it's one of those that's in the background, yeah, I'll totally watch it.
I kind of said something about the watch, but I love that I have a watch I can talk to like Dick Tracy. In fact,
you're going to get a yellow hat now, aren't you? If you run across one, you will get it.
I've got a fedora that I can just put like, you know, like,
painted yellow.
No, I'm not going to spray paint it, but I can get like some felt cloth and
you get you a yellow jacket.
That you'll would be rad.
Running through the apartment, yelling into your watch. What the fuck is she doing now? I'll wake up and just...
That should be how we... The image that you draw for this. You got to draw Miranda as Dick Tracy talking into an Apple Watch.
Done.
All right. the last thing I was going to say... Oh, right. I wanted to say something about the songs that Breathless was singing. As well as 88 Keys. They were written by Stephen Sondheim.
Yeah.
Just yeah? All right.
No, I'm just saying, yeah. I mean, I did notice that. And I just, when I was looking through the notes, I didn't know that both of them sang together. And it was nice to hear his voice, his singing voice.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, damn, he sounds awesome.
Oh, he's got he's got albums and the whole nine yards.
See, I just never... went down the whole Mandy Patinkin rabbit hole. So, but well, yeah, I would listen to him.
Maybe that's something that we'll have to arrange.
Okay.
Alrighty. That's Midnight Movie Nights for this week.
And as always, it's Nights with a K. With
a K. The Midnight Movie Nights podcast is available on... I can't say available anymore. Damn you, Johnny. The Midnight Movie Nights podcast is available on ADHD. No. It's available on SoundCloud, as well as iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Overcast, and a few other podcast directories.
And the live show starts at midnight Eastern, 9 p.m. Western. And we were on time. We got a webpage over at midnightmovienights.com.
That is so rude, what? Ryan. So rude. So rude.
Oh. And it's where you can...
What? At least you spelled goodnight with a K.
That's cool.
And you spelled fuckers with a K, too.
I thought you were just going to ignore that, but okay. And yeah, you can always check out the chat. I mean, even if we're not live, it's at mixler.com/take37. And yeah.
Okay. And on Twitter, we're at Movie Nights Pod. And if you need more than 140 characters, our email address is contact@midnightmovienights.com.
And we want to thank Mr. Brad Raven for our logo. And check him out at Not Movie, on Twitter, at Not Movie. For his podcast. And thanks to at Judge Funky Boy, Tom Sherlock, for our theme. You go, Tom. Hashtag blame Tom. And at DC Cantel for our segment intros. And do we have new followers?
Yes, we do.
Forgot to check again.
We got WFOD Show. So Internet Radio Program Podcast, Voice of a Generation. Thank you for following us. And we've got Marcella Segovia. Which I really hate saying this, when we're reading these, but some of these, you just look at them and you're like, that's a spam account. This one in particular, they failed to, their script for creating these accounts is clearly failing, because it's got love, pipe, adore, pipe, enjoy, pipe. Does everyone know what the pipe is, or is that just a programmer term? If I say pipe,
it's just a line. It's like a dash. Well, not like a dash, but a... No. I've never heard pipe before. I know what it is. I mean, I can see what you're talking about.
Well, because when you're writing Unix shell scripts, you pipe the output.
It's like a separating line, but it's not a slash.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, of course you know what it is, Marianne. But anyway...
I don't know what you're talking about, but...
So they've got a merge syntax for randomly choosing all of these different adjectives and nouns and everything for
like
generating, for generating the description sentence, and it was clearly failing on this one because it's love pipe, adore pipe, enjoy, really like pipe, appreciate pipe, like, and then brackets. To have, pipe, to possess, and then brackets, fun, pipe, enjoyable, pipe, entertaining, pipe, exciting, ... You?
Pipe board.
I'm sorry. I look at that, and if
it doesn't say something, at least, I mean, come on.
Why would any person actually write that as their description?
Unless you're trying to be funny about it.
In my mind, it just says spam account. And then we've got one that I can't even read because I can't read right to left languages. And all of the characters are coming out. It's very clearly right to left. And I have no idea what language that is, but it looks like BD2 Cherry. So thank you for following us. And then we've got Avelina Bateman. Blue Link provides accounting and inventory ERP software to small and medium-sized businesses, primarily wholesalers. Ooh, cool. Very cool. That's,
okay.
My line of work. Very cool. Thank you, Avelina Bateman, for following us. And then we've also got Tanya Rogers at Tanya Rogers 77. Marriage is a wonderful institution, but who would want to live in an institution?
Come on, that's funny. Here you are. That's funny.
And thank you for following us.
I just looked at it again and it's funny.
Okay, but now you should be looking at your line.
Yeah. Sorry.
Who else do we want to thank?
You for listening.
Woohoo! Thank you.
Yeah, and thanks everyone who joined us in the chat.
Yeah, we had Robert, we had Jim, Raphael, Mary Beertown, Marianne. Did I forget anyone? Didn't I say Ryan?
I don't know. Maybe you did.
Well, he was abusive tonight, so that makes him forgettable.
Who?
Exactly. I'm Miranda Janelle.
I'm that freaking cat.
Hey, Katie.
Yeah.
Let's go watch a TV show, not a movie.
And talking is hard.
Good night.
Good night. With a K.
Remember, remember the 5th of November.
You be careful. People in masks cannot be trusted.
Go away, Baton!
Midnight Movie Night.
So do you have any idea what we're going to go watch?
No, a TV show, I guess.
You are not anywhere near as excited as I would expect you to be for this. I'm wearing a big fat hint as to what we are about to watch.
Oh my God.
Today's September 19th.
I forgot about that.
How the hell could you forget that Doctor Who comes out today?
Are we going to watch that?
Yes!
What the fuck are we still doing here?
I don't know.
Let's go watch this.
Well, I mean, because we don't have a cable subscription. Yeah. You know, so we got to figure out how to watch it. But I'm kind of hoping it's already up on iTunes.
Okay.
I'm really hoping, because I usually just buy a season pass and then watch it after midnight.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's.
Why does that sound odd?
What?
Because I want to watch it after midnight.
Well, because we're the midnight movie nights.
With a K.
So I guess, why are you looking at Fear the Walking Dead?
It was on what I was looking up already.
Sure.
Likely
what? No, I don't want to watch that.
There's nothing wrong with it.
There's everything wrong with it. They're dead. They shouldn't be walking. Dead people should not be walking.
That's the problem. They shouldn't be shopping either.
No, they shouldn't. You know, and rule number one is cardio.
Yeah.
So are you just gonna keep looking things up, or are we gonna finish up the stinger?
So Doctor Who, yeah. I mean,
how the hell?
I've been busy. I had things going on. I kind of knew that it was gonna be around, but I don't know. I didn't know it was gonna be close to being out there yet.
But
Doctor Who, yeah.
So let's go watch it.
Okay, let's watch it.